Sugi Ov, Malach Mashevet, specifically Mitzati. The Gemara says in Ayin Beis Amud Beis, Nitzkavin Lachbias Atolish Vechotech Samachuber Potter. Last day since Atolish Vechotech Samachuber, that's most likely to be Rav and Abaya, if you're Rav, it's Potter, and the Fi Abaya, Chayim. Rashi learns, Nitzkavin Lachbias Atolish, Kegurin Shanofol Sakin Varugas Ayerek, and Nitzkavin Lachbias. It's not clear actually in Rashi exactly what happened after that. If you actually pick up the knife, and during picking up the knife, when you're on his way up, he cut something? Or no, he never even picked up the knife. He just grabbed the yarek. I understood that the pashtus is that during picking up the knife, he was chotach. And that's how you're teaching the Gemara. Mitzkaven lahagbiyas ha-tolish, v'chotach ha-samechover. You were going to pick up the dover which was tolish, the sakin, something which was tolish, v'chotach ha-samechover. Nalach is potter, the tzivah shechot ha-bot is rashi. V'dashin recreases, problem is not with dover acher, what's the dover zeh? V'shogag hechi domi, kegoin, sh'niskav lakach, aval shogag, v'sover sh'ini yim shabbos, v'sover sh'amloch hazum v'teres. V'zeh mesasik bag bohoyo, v'loi b'chaticho. This person is close to Mashmoy, so then the Rashi looks at him. Mesasik bag bohoyo, v'loi b'chaticho. That shogig is when you're miskavin for this thing, you just didn't realize it was Shabbos, you didn't realize it was Osir. But shaking over here, you bechlal weren't misasik in this thing. You were misasik, you were trying to do a maisa agbo, and the end, you ended up with a maisa chaticho. Tosfos understands, Mavurin Tosfos, they understand Vedas Rashi, that the whole heter of misasik, the whole tour of misasik, is dafka when you're being oisik in one thing and another thing happens. And dafka when you're being oisik in heter, and Isser happens. Mamela, if you were trying to be Nisgavin Lachtoich, or he's trying to pick up Dovashal Heter, and you went ahead and you picked up a Dovashal Isser, that's when you have the term Masasik. But in a case where you'd have trying to be Choytech, one Isser, dahinu, you're trying to cut one cherry off of the tree, and you end up cutting a different cherry off of the tree, then it says Taisu Zasha, and she's Pasha that you're going to be Osir. It's only when you're Masasik Beheter, and you end up doing Isser, that's when you have the term Masasik. But if you're trying to do one Isser, and you do another Isser, it's Mavur and Rashi, you're going to be Chayim. Tosfos says that the Chorvisi not that way. Tosfos says Shmuel increases and before not that way. That when a person was Nisgavin Lalaki des Ateino and he ended up being Loikes a different Taino than he had intended, it's before the Gemara the Dash and Lalaki Potter. He says before also an Ayin Gilam Adal, the same thing. Nisgavin is like Dalin, which you'd be Chayim for, Vizorik Ches. Nevertheless, you're Potter. Lachor, in both these cases, according to Rashi, you should be Chayim. Because since you're in Nisgavin for Isser and you end up doing another Isser, and according to Rashi, we have no heter. But we see it's Mavur in the Gemara, not that way. Sai, the Gemara and Daf, Ayin Gimel and Aleph here, and Sai and Shmuel, it's Mavur, that your putter, and there is no Chiyuv. Also, this is Lachur has another heter similar to Misasik. The Mela Tesis learns differently in the Rashi. Tesis learns that in a Hanami, that there's two pterim here. Misasik really has two pterim. There's a Misasik, which is learned out of Asher Chotobo, which is what Rashi quoted. That's a Misasik of Kol HaTarakulo. That is when you're being misasik beheter. Regardless of whether you're being misasik beheter and you end up doing an isser in a different chavis, or you're misasik beheter and you end up doing an isser in that chavis alone. In other words, whether you decided you wanted to cut off one cherry and you cut off a different cherry, I'm sorry, if you wanted to pick up something which was detached and you ended up detaching something else, the second chavis, which you weren't even Oisik in the first place, Rashi's case. And a similar case is if you had a Yerek which you thought was detached, and that Yerek itself was attached. So I picked up the thing that I wanted to pick up, but I didn't realize that it was attached. I thought it was detached. That's a Ptur Masasik of Kol HaTarakulam. There's another din, he says, which is the din of Melech Machshavis, which is Meyuchat HaShavis. Melech Machshavis means that you have to have Machshavah when you're doing the Melacha, and Kol Kama that you didn't have a Machshavah for this Melacha, then you have a Ptur. Memel, if you're trying to do one Isner, and you end up doing another Isser, you try to cut off one cherry from the tree, you end up cutting off another cherry from the tree, according to Tosfos, you're going to be potter of the Melech Machshavis. Loinus Gaima Machshavtoi. You didn't accomplish what you wanted to accomplish. You're trying to cut off cherry A, and you ended up cutting off cherry B. Yesh La'ayin, Bedas Rashi, Betarti. First of all, what would be in the case that Tosis mentioned, that you thought that the carrot was detached, and you went to pick it up, and you picked up that carrot, and it was really attached. Her Rashi wasn't mityachas to that case. Rashi only talked about, and Tosis also, when they brought down Rashi, wasn't mityachas to that case. Tosis just talked about what would be in a case where you tried to do one iser and you did a different iser. Tosis and Rashi, they're all revolving around when your his askus is in a different chepetz than you intended. You tried A and you ended up in B. But what would it be if you tried A and you got A? Just A was different than you thought. You thought that A was detached and it really is attached. What would Rashi hold in that case? Is that considered a misasek or is that considered shogeg? Now the mashmoyis of Rashi is that's not a case of shogeg. Why? Because Rashi says what would be a case of shogeg? Shogeg hechidami, you're going to shnis gavin lakach aval shogag. The savor she'en hayim Shabbos, the savor shemlachas umuteres. Rashi gives you two cases of shogeg: either that you forgot that it's Shabbos, or you forgot that this melacha is aser. You didn't realize you were taught, and you thought this wasn't aser. Now, why didn't Rashi just say the simple case? Rashi is trying to. He says, what's the case that you have a pter misasik? Pter misasik when you're trying to be oisik in heter and you ended up doing iser. Why did you say, what's the case of shogeg when you're trying to do heter, and that chepetz itself was iser? The mashmait is that in a chalam, that's not a case of shogeg. That wouldn't have the chiyuv chatos of shogeg. However, Zivrei Torah anim b'mokam echad, Rashi b'mokam achar. Rashi says, lahedion shvuz, and daf yotzei testament aleph, that it is a case of shogeg, and you would be chayev. Misasik is a ptur, asher chot habah tells you you're potter from karban, by shogeg you're chayev karban. Rashi says, what's the case of chiyuv in Shavuot? Also, we'll get to that in a second. Also, Rashi mentions in New Testament Aleph, Pratlan Nisasik Badavar Heter, Boli De Iser, Boli Niskavin Legufo Shal Du, Kugoyin, Niskavin Lachte Chesatolish, Vichotek Hasamachover, Niskavin Leishtoi, Verichoyse Yimoy. That's the case of Misasik. Ve'ezu chayiv, what's the case of chatas that you're chayiv? Rashi, different than our Rashi, only gives two cases of chatas. Rashi says three cases. Niskaven lachtich as a tolosh. I'm sorry. Ve'ezu chayiv, niskaven lachtich, kosover tolosh, v'nim tzomachover. The case that Tosa talked about. That you thought that this carrot was detached and it ended up being attached. Says Rashi, that's the case of shergi and your chayiv chatas. Another case, Oikasav Hayim Cho, Oikasav Melachazum Uteris. The two that Rashi mentions by us, he also mentions over here, those are the two that we grew up with. What's Shrigig? You forgot that it's Shabbos, you didn't know that it was Asr. Forgot that it was Asr. Rashi likes too that there's another case which is also considered a Shrigig. And that's this case that Tosis considers Misasik. Rashi says that's Shrigig, Mechayev Chatos. If you thought that this thing was detached, and you went and you picked it up, and you realized that after you picked it up, whoop, it snapped, and you realized that it was really attached, that's the case of Shrigig. Now, l'chura, the truth is that that's the pashtus. Why should it be different? Why should that not be a case of shogeg? L'chura, shogeg is a chasarn. You made a chasarn. There's a chasarn idiyah. You made a choice because of a chasarn idiyah. What's the difference if your chasarn idiyah is because you didn't realize it was Shabbos, or you didn't realize that this was Asur, or you didn't realize what the Messias was, that it was really attached, and this is attached? You made a mistake. That's shogeg. Shogeg is you made a mistake. You did a malach of a choice. V'meilei l'chanan begin v'chayef. That's the lefivis. We can understand Rashi. How do we learn Rashi now? By us, Rashi says, Asher chota ba. What's the there's a cause of Asher chota ba? Asher chota ba. Your chet has to be, if you want to be chayiv chatos, your chet has to be ba. In the davar that you're being oisik in. That's when it's going to be, you're going to have a ptur of misasik. When you try to do, that's when you're going to be, Asher chota ba, that's when you're going to have a chayiv chatos. If it's not ba, if you're doing something, if you end up doing a different mindset than you wanted, then you have the Ptur Misasik. But any time that your tois is ba, you're in the mindset that you're doing, then you're always going to be Chayim Chatas. That's what Rashi says. Dechtiv asher chota ba, over the Shin Mekrisis, Prat Misasik v'dover acher v'otzer dover zeh. When the Ptur Misasik is when you were being Misasik in A, and you ended up doing B. However, any time that you're being Misasik in A, and you made a tois, and you did an Avera in A, no matter what the tois is, then you're going to be chayiv. Aval shogeg, the savor she'en hayim Shabbos, the savor shemlacha zum uteres. The shogeg yechidami gein shenisgav lekach. Aval shogeg, the savor she'en hayim Shabbos, the savor shemlacha zum uteres. The melechas shengi, the chiv of chatas of shengi, is when it's gavin lakach. You were nisgavin to do this maisa. I just didn't realize that this maisa, that it was Shabbos today. I didn't realize when I did this maisa that this melech is aser. I didn't realize when I did this maisa what the metzius was. But either, in all three cases, I had kavana to do this maisa, I ended up doing this maisa, and therefore I'm chayav chatas. Now, yesh l'ayin, the second thing that this yesh l'ayin in Rashi is, that in the case of Mesasik, that you're Mesasik with Davar Acher, but not with Davar Zeh. Rashi learns that that's the whole story of Mesasik. So, Kumtais, you didn't end up doing the Maisa you wanted to do B'chal. All the cases of Shogi are in that thing itself. Mesasik is I was Oisik in one Chavis, and I ended up with another Chavis, and ended up with another Maisa in Gansin. It was in L'chor, that's the Davar Shein Miskavim. Why do I need of the Zunder Tour of Mesasik, L'chor, that's the Davar Shein Miskavim. Davar Shein Miskavim, we said, is learned out of its Tzvah, and we don't have a Pasuk B'chlal. And here we need for Mesasik, the Fatih from a Karbon, we need a Pasuk of Asher Chatabal. L'chor, this is the Davar Shein Miskavim. Why is it any different than Ger Adam Kisei, Mita Kisei Mesasik? Eventually, Miskavim has a script, because since you're being Oitzik in the Ger Kisei, we say that the other Mice is not Miskavim to, even though it might cause a chris. So to over here, for sure over here. I was trying to be oisik in A, and I didn't even know that there was such a possibility that B is going to happen. I wasn't being oisik in that b'chlal. L'chor, ein l'cha davar shein miskaven, gadol mizeh. Now, we'll get to that b'ezer Hashem, memshach. Tosfos asks, from Shmuel, that we see from Shmuel, is mefurish, not like Rashi. It's meduyik in Rashi, that if you were miskaven to cut off one cherry, and you cut off another cherry, that you're going to be chayiv. Sayakon tabayin, tarim to rava. No one holds your father in that case. You were nisgavim for Isser, and you ended up doing Isser. Who's got a different Isser? Says, says, we see not that way. We see from Shmuel, in Krisus, on Daf Yotes, that even if you're nisgavim to be loiked one te'ina, you wanted to take off one fig, and you ended up detaching another fig, the halacha is that you're pater. According to Shmuel. Why? Melech machsheves, that's the term. It's not considered melech machsheves. Ebazei, how could Rashi go ahead and say, now the chura, everybody holds you're going to be chayiv. It's mafurish that according to Shmuel you're going to be pater. So the truth is, gam b'zeh we can say divrei Torah shir b'makom echad, ani b'makom echad shir b'makom echad. Rashi himself is going to this. Increase us on Daf Yotes Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud. Rashi says, "Ener chanami, Abaye v'Ravo." The only time the Abaye v'Ravo lay patri b'mesasik ela b'miskavan leheter. The only time that Abaye v'Ravo Pater Mesasik is dafka when your kavana lechatchila was to do hefer, and you ended up doing something which was avdah in a different chayfet. You're going lach the chasatalish. Avol Shmuel, afilu be Mesasik be iser pater. We don't know if Hashem will say melech masheres of the term. Masher shi is gavin. Shmuel holds the head in not that way. It says Abaye v'Rava holds that the tour of Mesasik is dafka in a case where it's gavin lechatchila for hefer. I tried to pick up something which was detached, and they ended up with a different chayfet which was detached. Was a scam for Esther, and he ended up doing a different mice and a different chayfetch, which was Esther. Shmuel, the chervik, Abaye Rav Rav Shmuel. Shmuel holds that there's a bezunder p'tur of, there's nova p'tur, not just mitzatik, there's also p'tur of Melech Mashemis, where it's loin eskam and machafte. And Abaye Rav, can you don't hold it, the p'tur of Melech Mashemis. But Mela, according to Abaye Rav, effect is on Rashi, that the chervik we see from Shmuel, that there is a p'tur. If you're nisgavin to take off one cherry, and you got a different cherry, you're going to be p'tur, not like Rashi says. Rashi says that by Rav Rav Shmuel, and that's L'chur that Pasha to answer also for the next question that says this. And we see in the Chayin Gimel Meralis that Niskava Lizrik Arba Vizarek Shmuyne, your putter, even though your Kavan, your Lechatkila, your Kavan wants to do Isser, and you end up doing a second Isser, nevertheless we see that your putter, you're right, that's going to leave the Shmuel, that Pasha is like Moshev. But Rashi, that's a different gears over there. It's switching it. The Tesis, according to Shmuel, it's Pater Nathan Alton Lech Mashevet. But according to Bavar Rav, there is no Pater Alton Lech Mashevet. Now, just Levar Ksas, does that mean that a Bavar Rav don't hold the Pater Lech Mashevet? It's a Gemara impression of Chagigah Daf Yudam Aral, that Pater is Makalko, that Pater is Lech Mashevet, that Pater is Lech Mashevet, that Pater is Kalach Yad. What do you mean? A Bavar Rav don't hold any more of Lech Mashevet? What do you mean they hold Lech Mashevet? L'chur, what it means is that they don't hold that this is a Pater of Lech Mashevet. What's a Pater of Lech Mashevet? Lech Mashevet means that you did something not kafi your kavano. You didn't have the machshava to do the melacha. Melacha shein tzich legufa, you were chay for guma, but not for the guma, for something else, because you needed the dirt. Or mekachal, you didn't do the melacha kamoi k'moy shehu, which is for a tikkun. Kilachar yad, you didn't, your machshava wasn't to do the malacha in the normal oifen. But over memela, Tosfos says, with that Shmuel learns, that's also lein niskan machshavta. When you try to cut off cherry A, and you cut off cherry B, that's lein niskan machshavta. I want the cherry A, not cherry B. Lein niskan machshavta. A barber of a hole, that's not a p'torim last machshavas. Kokama, at the end of the day, you wanted to cut off a cherry. And you cut off a cherry, what's the difference that it was cherry B instead of cherry A? At the end of the day, I wanted to cut off a cherry and he cut off a cherry. That's in this kind of machshavta. And in the Chanami, according to Abai Verova, that's not a chesaron in Melechel Machshavas. It's not that they don't hold that Melechel Machshavas is a p'tur. They hold Melechel Machshavas as a p'tur. This is not a chesaron in Melechel Machshavas. L'chur... Because the same shemalacha. Same mind of the same shemalacha. God, it was done in different chayfets, but you ended up doing exactly what you wanted to do. Not only that, Kenzan if it's a different min, you'd also be maskim. There's such a possibility even if it's a different min. But Kokama, that you did, you succeeded in exactly the case of Shmuel, that you had kavana to take off one teina, and you got another teina, there your kavana was for the thing that you ended up doing. At the end of the day, you got the teina that you want, you got a teina, and you wanted to get a teina. Zichr, in such a case, you can't say that's why you niskam and machshavti. Al derech, what we saw in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that malach shein shech laguf is chayiv. The Gemara tells us Chagiga and the Afirum Aralf that it's nismayim from last machshavas. You, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold last machshavas. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold last machshavas because Rabbi Yehuda says in that Gemara and Chagiga Yirum Aralf that Makalkal is pater because it's not considered last machshavas. So he does hold last machshavas. So why did he say machshavas from the Gufa's pater? The chur of the part is that Yehuda holds that any time that you do a malacha for a tzurich, even if it's not the tzurich that they had in the Mishkan, or it's not the tzurich of the malacha. But you were mechavin to do the malacha, and you have a tzurich on the malacha is a tikkun, that's a malacha tzrich leguf. That's not nismai from last moshevet. You can't say this, it's not considered last moshevet. That's where it was really lashon in daf, in Rashi, daf lamed aleph in Rebeis. Rashi says, v'das Rebbe Yehuda, hoyol v'tzrich ole davar acher, melechat moshevetu. The mishum ain't tzrich leguf alay mifter. Hoyol v'tzrich ole davar acher, melechat moshevetu. It's not that it's not nifter from last moshevet. Tais the numas is not the way of lachur, that's the... At least the whole that's Rashi. That's what it means when it says that it's not Abayev Rabba don't hold the last Machshavah. It's not that they don't hold the whole term of last Machshavah. It means that this is not a chesaron last Machshavah. This is considered as kind of Machshavah. Bemis, you could ask the other way also. We ask L'chur Abayev Rabba don't hold the last Machshavah. L'chur, you could ask also Aliba Delphasa. Kum Tayyip that L'chur Abayev Rabba don't hold the last Machshavah. And they only hold of the Mesasek of Asher Chotabo. Now Asher Chotabo is Mavur the Gemara increases that you said. That's going Dafka according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua holds it that Asher Chotabo is going to tell you something else. Asher Chotabo is going to tell you that you have to know what the Isser is that you do that you did. For example, if somebody has Chelev and Noiser in front of him, and both of them are Asser, and he eats one of them, and he doesn't remember which one he ate. Now both of them is a chiv chasas. Nevertheless, says Rabbi Yehuda, you're potter. Why? What's that? Rabbi Yeshua says that you're potter. What's the reason that you're potter? Because it says Ashechoto bo, Achi yivod aloi b'machoto. He has to know what it is, the issa that he did. So Kokama, that he doesn't know if he ate chalif, or if he ate noiser, then he's going to be potter. Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, says, no, Ashechoto bo is going to tell me something else, for Elam Isasik. Now halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin? Generally, we don't paskin the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Shmusi. And not only that, in this machlekes over here, but as shivadavoy b'machota, the Rama paskin the Rabbi Yeshua. Chur it comes out that alibed helchaso that we paskin the Rabbi Yeshua, there is no p'tur of mesasik. But frat, according to me, that Rashi is learning that Abayev Rava don't hold that there's a p'tur of lasmo shavus. This is not negiyat of lasmo shavus. The only p'tur that we have of mesasik is asher chotavo. Now asher chotavo is only going into Rabbi Yeshua, not according to Rabbi Eliezer. Does that mean that according to Aliba de Hilchasa, the Dafka according to Rabbi Eliezer, not according to Rabbi Yeshua. Does that mean Aliba de Hilchasa that we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, not like Rabbi Eliezer? That means that there's no Pter Mesasik Machal? What's up, Shah? So I saw something interesting in the Marcheshes. It seems to be a Shiti Chidol here, but the Marcheshes wants a Taino in Membei, Simon Membei is Oizdal, it's not Dalek. He wants a Taino, no Zichr Rabbi Yeshua holds also from the Pter of Mesasik. He just holds that it's Dame Ledomar Shinim Eskavin. The same way that Davashin Miskavin doesn't need a pasuk because it's a svara that we're not mitsyachas the maisa to you. When you're trying to do maisa A and you end up doing maisa B, we say that if it was a davar shen miskaven, it's mutter lechatchila to do it because you're not being miskaven. Then he says, al derech what we asked beforehand. We asked b'das Rashi, l'chura, why does misasik need a pasik? L'chura, it should be doimit a davar shen miskaven. And the same as davar shen miskaven is mutter lechatchila without a pasik mitzvara. So to misasik, your zikr shouldn't need a pasik l'chol pasik to tell you. It should be no different than davar shen miskaven. Zok merchesh zayin chanami, zay held Rishua. And now we would have so can we pass the Rishua. We don't need a pasik of Ashechot Abba. Ashechot Abba is coming to tell me, Ashechot Abba Machoto. So where do I know Masasik from? Zokter, Rabbi Shua holds that. It's not, learned from Aswara. That this is, it's even better than a Dover Shin Miskavin. Dover Shin Miskavin, you know that there's a possibility that this thing might happen. As opposed to over here, you don't need, it's not even on your radar, Bapal. You don't even know there's such a possibility. I went for A and I ended up doing B. I went for A, which was Heter, and I ended up doing B, which was Lister. The Chorot B'chlal, not a Dover Miskavin. Maybe it's mut, says the Marcheshes, according to Mishua. You talk, you don't need a pasuk. The shell is in what gate of my pocket. What?
He learns.
The chiddush of Lach Machshavos is even when you're niskaven for Israel. That's the nitzeis of chiddush. Even though you wanted to do malacha, even so, you're going to be potter. The. What's that? So who's he going according to over there? What does Bob mean? The truth is, it's hard to know exactly how Rashi learns. Because Rashi on the Mishnah in Krisis, on Yutef, says the B'dasu Yeshua. I don't know what happened when he got to the Gemara already. But Rashi on the Mishnah on Yutef and Alf learns that B'dasu Yeshua, that he learns two things out of Bob. So B'chalai could ask, how do you learn two things out of Bob? I'll go for Kash. I know two things out of Bob. Well? The question is, how far do you take that? Also, Chaser and that he didn't know the Shabbos. Chaser, you know. Where do you take that? How many times? Mecha takes to learn two things out of the two chesaron ideas out of the same thing. Rabbi Eliezer didn't take both of them out of the same. You say, right? Rabbi didn't learn both of them out of the same. You say. The shaila is even good. Her. Who's Rashi quoting her? The shaila is if this attack would be, if you go to this mahalach, that attack would be Shua holds that. There's a klal in Rashi that sometimes you just make it the more pashuta, the even though Ken Zayin even hilchos on the cheshbon it comes out like a different. But the shaila is what's getting the machlekes? What? No, because that's where it says lehedi. We found lehedi that it says that it's mitzatzik is mutter. It's supposed to be Rishua second. But what would be the machlekes? The must get the machlekes then. So what does Rabbi Eliezer hold? Rabbi Eliezer holds that you need a ptur of you need a pasik to tell you that Masasik is pater. Why do you need a pasik? Lachar, why should it be different than Davashen Miskavim? So Ulai, it could be Masber, Alpi, as well as the Avni Nezer, S in on Rashi. All the truths of what they did, they put in the back of Egli Tal. The Sefer Egli Tal, they put in all the truths of the Nezer that are Shaykh to Melech Moshevet. So in the back they have, I think there is Simon Tadi, Tadi Hei, Tadi Vot, Tadi Zayin, Tadi Ches, a bunch of them in a row that are Negeus and Mesasik. In Tadi, I think it's actually Tadi Tes Aleph, he asks on Rashi, the Lechura, one of the cases that Rashi mentioned as a case of Mesasik in Shavuos is Lechura not Mesasik, Lechura is a case of Shogi. We say, what's the difference between Mesasik and Shogi? Misasik is that when you're being oisik in chavitz A and you end up doing something in chavitz B. Shogig is when you're being misasik in you're shogag in that chavitz itself. So he says, what's one of the cases of misasik? Rashi says, nisgavin leishtoi v'reiachoyte imay b'mito v'nishbata ishtoi u'ba'achoyte tachto. That's the case of misasik. So it's ishtoi v'achoyte b'mito, and instead of he thought it was Ishtoi, Nishmata Ishtoi, and it was the Achoyse instead. Bo Achoyse Ben Pema. Trekta Avni Nezer, Lechur B'Shas Maiso, when he was Bo'alel, that was a case where the Torah, he thought that he was doing something Heter in this Chepet, and it was really a Chepet of Isser. There's no, it wasn't that he was Nisgaven, at the Shas, the Isser, the Shas that he's going ahead to do the Isser, he's doing an Isser in the Chepet that he thought he's doing Heter. It's Mamish in the same Chepet, that's the case of Shogeg. As if it's not in a different chifetz. It's not that you went down to pick up something and you ended up with a different thing that you went down for. At the time of the Maisa, in Echlam, they're both
the mitzvah with him, but at the time the iser lechero, it was the iser is kavana was for this goof, and this goof was iser, not iser. Lechero, that's a kiss of shegi. That's not a kiss of matzasi. Zok Avnei Nezer, he says, what's the chiyuv for shegi? Why are you chayv for shegi? Why is the person chayv shegi chatas? Made a mistake. What do you want for the poor guy? Why are you chayv chatas? Zok Avnei, the chiyuv chatas by shegi is because he should have been mavar beforehand. Had he been more aware of what's going on before he did his action, he would have realized that it's Shabbos. He would have chatted a Shabbos. He would have realized that the thing is up there. So the chiyuv of shegig is for not being mevar beforehand. In this case, you can't tell me that the guy's a shegig. It was ishtoi v'achoyse imay v'mito. He was mevar beforehand, and he thought it was going to be it was ishtoi. It was b'shas ma'isa. It was nishmata ishtoi v'achoyse v'mitoimay. So meaning you can't nail him out the. Of the fact beforehand that he should have been mevar, because before in the taka was mevar. B'shas ma'aseh, what do you want him to do? B'meila en echanami, it's similar maybe to shegi, that it's all in the same chefetz, but it doesn't have the chiv of shegi, it doesn't have the chumra of shegi, because the chumra of shegi is that you should have been mevar beforehand. As opposed to misasik, you couldn't have been mevar. B'meila, since misasik couldn't be mevar, this is also similar to a case of misasik that you couldn't be mevar. Eibazay, you could tie into that, but etzem, that's what the chiddush of misasik is coming to be mechadesh. That theoretically, you could have said in many cases of Mitzasek that you could have been Mavar. Let's take a case of Rashi's cases. They did Chelev Veshuman Lefanov. And he went for the Shuman and he ended up with the Chelev. Had he paid more attention, had he zoned in more, then in Chanami, he would have heard, gotten the Shuman instead of the Chelev. There was Etvasa Chasarn in his awareness. He's something that Kenzan he could have prevented. In Chanami, he was Muskavim for Hetad all the time. But nevertheless, it could be something that he could have prevented. But mainly, the Pasuk comes to Mechadish to you. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's not Mamash HaZavash in this Kavan. You could have been more aware of what's going on, and you wouldn't have come to the Isner. The male, I would have thought that it's Asner, I would have thought that it's like Shergi. Says Rabbi Eliezer, no, that's the prospect of Ashachot Abba that comes to tell me that it's Taka Pater. Your Pater from Achiyuv. That's Shita's Rashi. In a nutshell, Rashi's Shita is Shergi is always, it was one of three cases. Despite the fact that we always named on that Shergi is he forgot that it's Shabbos, he forgot that there's a Malacha. Rashi learns that Shogi is three cases. You forgot that it's Shabbos, you forgot this Malacha, or you didn't realize that this, you thought that this was Heter, and it ended up that it's really Isser. The cases of Misasik are always when it's Misasik B'dover Acher. When you're trying to do something in Chavetz A, and you end up doing something in Chavetz B. There Rashi learns, as long as you're Misgavin to do Heter, and you ended up in a different Chavetz with Isser, you're going to be Pata of Misasik. If you're Misgavin to do Isser, and you end up with another Isser, that's not Misasik. You can't say I'm Misasik Beheter. I'm not being Misasik Beheter. I can't tell me there's a term like Mashavet. Because it's considered Niskam and Mashavet.
Why does he Mashavet
Why?
Why
does he Mashavet Mashavet Mashavet? Can't say, Bidash Shmuel. We're going in a Bayan Rava. In our Sugim, sorry. I am based on Bayan. The whole part of Bidash Abayan Rava in the Sugim Misasik and I am based on Bayan. Which is also the Sugim which is at the beginning increasing in Tesam Bayan. Bidash Teshvet. Teshvet says Lahedya, not like Rashi, like we said. Teshvet holds that there's two pterim of Misasik. There's one pterim Misasik which is negeah to call it Terekulo, and there's another pterim Misasik which is negeah to last Moshev. Pterim Misasik which is negeah to call it Terekulo is when you're Misasik in Heter and you ended up doing Isser. Machnish tais whether or not you're Misasik in Chavetz A and you end up doing Isser in Chavetz B, or Misasik in Chavetz A, Heter of A, and you end up doing Isser in A. You thought that this carrot was detached and was really attached. According to Tesis, that's Misasik. Rashi's case of Shergi is Misasik according to Tesis. And then there's a Bezunder Chiddush of Melech Machsheves, which was said, Benegeya to Shabbos, that's coming to tell me that even if I was Nisgavim for Isser, nevertheless, if I ended up doing a different Isser, I'm going to be Potter. Why? Because there's a case of Melech Machsheves, Lein Nisgavim and Machshavtein. Why do I need both of them? Why do I need both Pesukim? Says Maram, the Sheet of Rebetz increases in the Shmotis. Oitziyud says the same thing. Says that if I would just have the pasuk of Misasik of Kol HaTerekulo, then I wouldn't know that you're Potter on Shabbos in the case where you're Nisgavim for Isser. Tafka, you're Nisgavim for Heter. Then you could say, I'm Misasik and Heter. But you're Nisgavim for Isser, means basically that if you ended up doing a different Isser than you wanted to, so you're going to be Potter. You're Nisgavim for Isser, and you end up doing Isser. Therefore, we have a special Pter of Les Machshev. Why is Les Machshev not enough of a Pter? Klape Kol HaTerekulo. Why doesn't it help me? Well, Bechlal, it's not going to help you in anything which is not Shabbos. But even when you get to Shabbos, it's not going to help you. Because in the case of Melech Machsheves, you ended up doing something else, you ended up in a different mindset than you started out with.
as opposed to the case where you thought that this thing was detached and you ended up picking it up and it was really attached, then you ended up doing the ma'aseh that you wanted to do. You didn't know the metzias, but you ended up picking up the chavetz that you wanted to pick up. I would have thought that in such a case, and even if you're going to tell me that if you end up, you can't tell me that it's not the last of Shabbos, you ended up doing what you wanted to do. You just didn't realize what you wanted to do. You didn't realize what was going on over here. But you ended up doing what you wanted to do. Mamela says, the Maram, we need two psukim. Kuntais, we have a p'tur of Mesasik of Kol HaTorah Kula, and p'tur of Mesasik of Blessed Mashavas, which is Negeit HaShabbos. The Shaila is, like Rabbi Yair Halberstadt was Marin, I found afterwards some Sefer Estes and Blaib Sarachin, is that how do we understand this in Tesis on Daf Ayin Heim Aleph by Mesasik? In our Sugya of Mesasik by Chalazon, the Gemara says, the Machlokes in Yehuda and the Rabbanan as to how many Chiyuvim Yerchayev Atzad Chilazon Apoytai, according to the Rabbanan Yerchayev 1 out Seidon, according to the Yehuda Yerchayev 2 also out Mefarek Adisha. In fact, tomorrow you should Chayev Tamish from the Tzil Tzashom. You should also be Chayev a third according to Yehuda, second according to the Rabbanan. That also Tzil Tzashom, and for the Gemara, Mesasik is in Tzil Tzashom. He's Mesasik is in Tzil Tzashom. Says Tosfos, what does Mesasik mean over here? He comes out with a cheshbon. He doesn't say in pshat. He says in cheshbon can it zayin that Mesasik that we're handling over here means the argument of Mesasik. Why? Because we know that Mesasik is potter because of Melechus Machshavos, and by Chabura, which is what we're handling, Tzil Tzashom, Chabura is chayiv, even by Mekalkal. And Mekalkal is Chayiv. Even though generally you're not Chayiv al Mekalkal, any time that you do Malacha B'Kilkul, you're not Chayiv because it says Melech Machshavos. By Chabura, that the whole Mehusa Chabur is a Kilkul, Mamele you're Chayiv even though it's a Kilkul. That means that you don't need the Tanai of Melech Machshavos by Chabura. And the Gemara says the hand increases. That the same way that Kilkul is Chayiv by Chabura, Mesasek is also Chayiv by Chabura. So you can't tell me that Mesasek is going to be Chayiv. You can't tell me that when the Gemara says that the reason why you're potter from a carbon is because it's Mesasik. Mesasik is chayv by Chabur. There's no p'tur Melech Machshavos. The Shaila is, that's all fine and dandy with regard to the Melech Machshavos. But with regard to, you're going to be chayv out Melech Machshavos. There's no p'tur Melech Machshavos. But you have the p'tur of Mesasik, we call it Arakula. L'chor, in this case, you're being Mesasik in the chayfits that you end up doing the Melacha. You have the Mesasik, we call it Arakula. I wasn't trying to kill this thing. And it ended up killing this thing. I was trying to do a davar shel heter and ended up doing a davar shel heter. That's the mesasik you call it Torah kula. So in the Chanami, you're not going to have the tur melech mashavis, but you're going to have the tur from carbon of mesasik of asher chatabot called Torah kula. Memela, why is the Gemara asking melechayiv? Says Tosfos, it can't be that the mesasik over here is mesasik. Then we say normal because the mesasik normal is chayiv by chabura. That's only mesasik of melech mashavis. But the Mesasik of Kol HaTorah Kulo is not Chai v'Chabura. You can have the Ptura v'Chabura. The Mele can be Pata from carbon.
You know it's going to die, though.
Yeah, this is not trying to kill it. You know it's going to die. You're not trying to. It's a different blood. It's not like it's going to happen. I don't think it's attached. 100%. You could say that, and as a matter of fact, the Rosh says that. But Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos makes a cheshbon that it can't be Mesasik because Mesasik is not Shayach v'Negeah to Chabura. That's not true. That's Mesasik Melech Machshavos. This is Mesasik. So if you want to say what you're saying, well, this is Zikr, you're doing the person's Kavan. What does it mean Mesasik? What's the terrace of the Gemara Mesasik? That you're not trying to kill. Right? What's the push of the terrace? Forget the Cheshbonus and everything. What's the push of the terrace of Mesasik? You can ask, it's a secretion, you know what's going to happen, v'chulu v'chulu. What's the Gemara mean to answer when the Gemara said Mesasik? You're not misgaven to kill the thing. You're being Mesasik Eitz on the Tzil Shoshama. You're trying to take out the Dam, which is a Dover Shel Heter, and you're not trying to kill it. And the Gemara, the secretion is going to die. No, whatever that means. But zikra, the pasha, the terah, the Gemara is that you're considered a mesasik. So this comes a cheshbon to say, it's canon zayin that it's mesasik because there's no story of melech machshavos. There's no zayin melech machshavos by chaburim. That's melech machshavos. But the mesasik called Torah Kula, there is. If you want to say it doesn't fit into the guidelines of mesasik, that maybe Tosfos could say. But that's not what Tosfos says. Tosfos says in cheshbon it comes out that it's not shayach, that it can be mesasik. Because
Shai, well, maybe
that's
not
Shabbos,
but that's not
Shabbos,
that's
not
Shabbos.
Very nice. We'll get to that. It's also not. Even in the Tezer Rosh that Nem's on like that, he doesn't make the Cheshbon like that. But Mesasik, when the Gemara says Mesasik, the Pashtus of the Lashon of Mesasik is coming to be Mataritz, that it is, for those that learn that it's the Ptur Mesasik, right? The Rach. and they learn that it's still Misasik. There is a heter of Misasik. Whatever the heter of Misasik is, there is going to be a Ptur of Misasik. Also, Yishlein Lefi Toysis, L'chur, what's Akam Shah? L'chur, we said beforehand, B'das Rashi, he's very glad why this should be considered when he thought that the thing was attached. When he thought the thing was detached and was really attached, we said that that's a Shogi according to Rashi. That's the third case of Shogi. You forgot the Shabbos, you forgot that this Malach is Asur, or you didn't realize that this is attached. They're all a Tois in the Maisa that you did. You ended up doing, B'Tois, you ended up doing Malach HaShabbos. How come according to Tesis that's not considered a Shegi? Bechur, that also should be considered a Shegi. Tesis, that's considered a Masasik. If you forgot that it's Shabbos, or forgot that it's Malach HaZasar, that's Shegi, you're Chayiv Chatas. If you didn't realize the Metzias that it's attached, then in such a case in a Hanami, that's considered a Masasik, and your Pasuk. What's the difference between the two cases? Bechur, all of them should be considered a Shegi. So the truth is that L'chur Tais themselves is a Mesiachas of the Shalom. Tais increases, and not because of the Mes. They seem to be Mesiachas of this. Tais says, Holo Yechavin Lechitzi Chidu Yisuro, going on what Rava says, the Ptur of Mesasik, Vim Toymar, Shegi Gnami, Dechol HaTorah Kula, Le Mesgavin Lechitzi. How come, if you're telling me that the reason why Mesasik is Pater from a carbon is because he wasn't Mechavin to do a Yisur, every Shegi also you weren't Mechavin to do a Yisur. I didn't realize it was Shabbos. I didn't realize it was Asur. I didn't realize it was Mechavin to do a Yisur. What's the difference between Misasik and Shegig? Says Tekhis V'yeshleimar. B'chol atar kulak sh'omar mutter hu b'shegigi b'davar shu yadu alarum shu itzer. Aval hacham eskava l'davar shu heter l'kul yama ima yekfima shu sover. In the case of Shegig b'chol atar kulak, he's doing something which everybody else knows is asr. It's not something which is be'etem mutter. He's doing something which everybody else knows is asr, he just partially doesn't realize. As opposed to the case of Misasik, he's doing something which everybody else also thinks is heter. Everybody else that would be in a situation would also realize, would also think that such a thing, such a ma'isa, is a ma'isa of heter. If the Matthias was like he thought, that Itaka was detached, and Itaka looks like it's detached, then in a Chalami, everybody else would be in their situation, would also be think that it's heter. Maybe, l'chur, what Taisus means to say is, that the difference between Shegig and Misasik is that by Shegig, I meant to do the ma'isa malacha. I wanted to do the Isser. I just didn't know that this thing is awesome. I didn't know that that it was Shabbos today. I didn't know that this thing is Asr on Shabbos, but I meant to do the malacha that I ended up doing. In the case of Misasik, I didn't mean to do the malacha that I did it at the end of the day. I tried to do Heter, I thought it was detached. I wasn't trying to do this malacha at the end of the day at all. And Mimela, I ended up doing something which was not my kavana. I didn't have kavana to do this Maisa Isser Bechal. In the other cases, in Shogeg, I had kavana to do the Maisa Isser. I just didn't realize it was Shabbos, didn't realize it was Asr. But I had kavana to do the Maisa Isser. Mimela, that's a Shogeg. In the case where you didn't have kavanah to do this b'chla, your whole kavanah was to do heter. In a chalami, in such a case, that's a chiddush of mesasik, asher chot abo, that there's a ptur from carbon, tkila zivur mechavin b'chla to do a maisis. The shayla is, if you taste this, the other question that we ask in Rashi, what's the difference between mesasik and damashin mechavin? If you're telling the mesasik is that it wasn't mechavin to do this or bechlal, why is it any different than a davar shen mitzkavin? And a davar shen mitzkavin is pater, is mutter lechatchila mitzvara. Comes along mesasik, we have to exert the cost to tell you that it's pater from a carbon. Lechur ain't lecha davar shen mitzkavin al mizeh. So lechur in Tosfos you could say you don't have to come on to the shtikl chter and marcheshes and in a chanami maybe the svara maybe taki is the svara. Tosfos it's clear lechur the difference between mesasik and a davar shen mitzkavin. Davar Shabbos speaks this out. Well, talks in the first Mesasik of Kol Torah Kula, the Mesasik of according to Tosfos is that you're being oisik in this Chifetz itself. When you try to pick something up from the ground and you thought it was detached, it was really attached, then my whole Maisa was in this Chifetz itself. That's not the Ptur of Davar Shen Mitzkavin. Davar Shen Mitzkavin is always when I'm trying to do A, and I ended up doing also B. I tried to be Ger, Mite, Kisa, V'Safsel, and I ended up doing a Charit. That wasn't the Maisa that I was trying to go ahead and do. As opposed to the case of Misasik, I was planning on picking up the carrot, and I picked up the carrot. There's only one mindset here, there's not two things. I just didn't realize that the carrot was detached. It was attached and not detached. Memelo, the chiddush, I need a special chiddush of Misasik to tell me, even when you were being oisik in the mindset that you ended up doing, and you ended up doing that, and you ended up doing this, there nevertheless you're going to be potter. Rabbi Chanan says a little bit differently. Could be that you can stem the two, but Rabbi Chanan says a little bit differently. Rabbi Chanan Kovet Shurim Chenik Beis Chav Gimel Gimel. He says the difference between Davar Shen Miskavin and Misasik is that Davar Shen Miskavin is the Safek Klapi LeHaba. I'm being ger like mita kisa v'safsel, and I don't know what's going to happen in the future. Memela, the ptur of davar shemiskaven is that kokama that you don't know that an iser might happen, and that's not what you're coming to do. Then it's mutar lachatchila. That's not your ma'aseh b'chol. It's not a problem. The din of misasik is always klapi lisha avar. You don't know all the givens are there. You just pashas don't know what the matzias is. You don't know if this carrot is attached, if this carrot is detached. Memela, there it's a bigger chiddush l'chayr in such a case. In the case of gerer adam mita kisa v'safsel, you pashas don't know whether or not your ma'aseh is going to do is going to do a malach or not. As opposed to the case of misasik, if the metzias is that it's attached, then you picking it up is the psikration that a malach is going to happen. Psikration of malach is going to happen. And the meila, the fact that I have davashin miskaven is going to tell me, there's a svara that davashin miskaven is mutar lechatchila. I don't know when it gets to misasik, where on the tzad that a malach, that I'm wrong, a malach is for sure happening. In that case, I wouldn't have known that I'm potter. Now, up there. Behemshech, Zaktor Bachonon, he says, at the end of the day, the Ptur of Misasik and Davar Shein Miskaven, Kenzan is the same thing. And the Ptur is that we're not Misyachas the Maisa to you. The Gzeris HaKosav, after the Torah tells me that my Misasik, your Pater Makarvin, then the Vort, the lumness of why your Pater, is the same lumness of Davar Shein Miskaven. Because since you weren't Mechaven to do this Maisa, Memeila, we're not Misyachas the Maisa to you. It's Kilos that the Maisa was done by itself. And since the ma'is is done by itself, so therefore there's no, for example, malacha Shabbos. Malacha, the iser is for mentioning doing malacha on Shabbos. If the malacha got done by itself without you doing it, then you haven't done an iser. Whether it's a davar shein miskaven, whether or not it's misasik. But both of them, we're not misyachas the ma'is to you. So the Rabbanan agav, this whole din of the chariz sai by davar shein miskaven, sai by misasik, is only when the iser, or the same thing applies to mitzvah, is on the mensh itself. If the iser is on the mensh, it's not on the tzitzah. It's on the, for example, Melech HaShabbat. There's two different types of Averis. There's two different types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah which is on the mensh, and the tachlis of the mitzvah is for the mensh to do the mitzvah. For example, Netilat Luluv. There, you're supposed to take the luluv. Memela, if you didn't know even a misasik, it's kilo as if you didn't take the luluv. And then there's other mitzvahs, it happened by itself. And the chiv is on you to take a luluv, not that the luluv should have been taken by somebody. That you should take a luluv. You should chuck a luluv. As opposed to there's other mitzvahs that it's not specifically on the mensh to do. The Iker mitzvah that they saw, Priyas Baal Chayiv mitzvah. Let's say a person went ahead and he paid back the Baal Chayiv, but it wasn't Mechavan. Mitzvah Tzuyuch Tzgavanu, right? Mitzvah Tzuyuch Tzgavanu. He wasn't Mechavan. So then we tell him that he has to take it back and give it back the money. He has to pay him another time because you weren't Mechavan the mitzvah. The Chayra Kokama that the Tzuyuch was there and you got the Tzuyuch, which was that the person should be paid back, then you have the Tzuyuch. The Iker is not on the mensh that he should be the one paying it back. The Iker is the tzitzah. The same thing we have by Averis. There's Averis that the Iser Ikaron is on the mensh. Don't do all the Lamatas Malachas. Don't do any of the Malachas. If a person is Misasik, then it's Kilo as if the Malach happened by itself. Then we're not Misyachas the Malachas to the person that did it. Terrific. No problem. A Malach was done on Shabbos. Machnashtayst. Who cares? As long as the mensh didn't do it. That's your Beseder. And then there's Isurim that it's the tzitzah which is the problem. For example, Ritzichon. You say, listen here, it was Misasik. I didn't realize. Davashin Riskavin. I didn't realize what was going on. I knew that there was a chance, but I didn't know for sure whether or not it was going to kill him. So, there is no Ptur of Misasik. There's no Ptur of Davashin Riskavin. Because the whole Ptur is that we're not Misyachas the Maisa to you. Very good, we're not Misyachas the Maisa to you. But the Iker Isser of the Torah is that that person shouldn't get killed, and you're the one that did it. So, in Echanami, we're not Misyachas the Maisa to you as Kilu, you didn't do the Aver, but if you were the cause of the Tzitzah, which is what the Torah is makbed on, then you have a problem. Says Rav Chanan, and that's Pshat in Misasik Bechalav Arayin Chayv Shekeinen. What's the Vart? Just, if we have a Ptur, we daraisa, of Asher Chotabot, to tell you that if a person is Misasik, then he's Potter, so how come a person, all of a sudden, a person is Nena, it's Mafkiya, Chazal say a Svara. A person is Nena, also it's Mafkiya from the Gzeris HaKasif. Where does this Svara come from to be Mafkiya from the Gzeris HaKasif and tell you that you're Chayv? Look there, because by Chalav Arayin, the Isser is not the Maisa per se. The Isser is getting Hanah from the Maisa. The Mele, if at the end of the day you got Hanah from the Maisa, Chayav Shekin Nene, you got the Toitzoh, which is what the thing that the Torah Aser. It's like you killed somebody by Davashin Miskaven. Somebody killed somebody by Davashin Miskaven by Misasik. He's still going to be Chayav because the Toitzoh is what the Torah didn't want. Not the Maisa so much. The Toitzoh. So to over here, the Chalav Arayis, it's not so much the Maisa the Torah didn't want. It's the Toitzoh of the Hanah that the Torah didn't want. And the Mele and Hanami, And a chanami, in such a case, it's not going to be, he's going to be chayiv. What's that? Chord be any iser which is like that. Just see this, it comes out good. It says by Yoel, that she was built a sister. So it says that Gedoyla Aver Lishma. It's Aver Lishma. Kol Hanasan Shal Rishon is Rohi Yitzach Tzadikim. Chord, she did an iser. What's the difference that she didn't have Hano? She didn't have. The iser is the Maisa. According to what we're saying now, the iser is really the Hano. Kokama that she's not being netted from it. That's the ptur, the reason why the dogish is on the hano, because the ikr is the hano. Mamela kokama that the hano is by chalom arayis that shekei nene, he was nene, and in a chanami he's going to be chayv. That's lachur the ptur of mesasik. Now, the Yom Sar Bekiva Eger says, was asked, Benegea 2. What's the halacha if somebody sees somebody that's about to be over an iser, and the person doesn't know he's being over an iser? He thinks he's about to. He thinks it's heter. A person is about to bite into a fig, and we know that figs now are full of bugs, and the person doesn't even know that there's something that there's anything there. There's any bugs there. Do you have to tell him or not? Or you say that he's misasik, and misasik is potter mutter. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger lachura, he could bite. From our thesis, the answer to the question: why? Because the Gemara says about a camel on the chavavim and beis. Haya loy even munach bechikoi. If a person had a rock on his lap and he got up and the rock fell off him, so the Gemara says if he was mazik al yidei standing up, then he's going to be chayev. When he gets a dalet dvarim, he's going to be poter. One of the mishabes: if he got up and the rock went from rishus yachter rishus harav mukadimim, and he did a molecha shabbos, I did the rock getting up, then he's poter. Why? Because less mishabes also turn. Why did the Gemara have to say that the reason by Shabbos you're potter is because of Lach Shabbos? Say the reason why you're potter is forget Lach Shabbos. Even if we know there is because of Lach Shabbos, you're potter out the Agamein Adin of Mesasik and Kol Terekula. Tosfos says on the Ayin Beis and Beis that there's two ptur. There's a ptur of Mesasik of Kol Terekula and ptur of Lach Shabbos. Lachori, even if you don't have the ptur of Lach Shabbos, you have a ptur of Mesasik and Kol Terekula. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He makes the cheshbon out to come live in the Rambam, and he says, because the reason why the Gemara said Melas Machsheves is because the Torah wanted the Gemara wanted to patur you in Gamsin, even from an Isser Daraisa, kilo as if you didn't make an Isser Bechal. Alt the Ptur of Mesasika called Terekulo, it's kilo as if you did an Isser. It's just a Ptur carbon. But did you do an Isser? You did an Isser. It's a Shegig that you have Ptur carbon. We feel bad for you. The Torah said, you were Mechavim for Isser, Memelo, you're going to be patur from a carbon. But did you do an Isser Daraisa? Is the guy named Chayv B'tshuva? Yeah, Zichr, he did an Isser Daraisa. Melech Machsheves comes to tell you, when it comes to Shabbos, you have a Bezunder Ptur Melech Machsheves, Kokama that it's a Chesaron in Melech Machsheves. You didn't do the Melech Kafi that the Torah told you how to do it, then there's no Chiva Chilumi Daraisa. Kila is we didn't do the Melech B'chal. And Mila, that's what the Torah wants, that's what the Gemara wanted to say. You're part of Melech Machsheves because there's no Chiv, it's not considered as we did a Melech in Gant B'chal. You didn't even do the Melech. Lameila, you wouldn't have the din of chayiv emisa shreigigin, like Rabbi Akiva says. You didn't do the malacha. Kokama, you didn't do the malacha. Then, in a chanami, there's no chayiv daraisa b'chlal. It's not as if he did a malacha daraisa b'chlal. Kumtais, then, it just comes out interesting that if a person goes ahead and he wants to pick up a carrot which he thinks is detached, he's misgavin and gansen for heter. He wants to pick up the carrot which he thinks is detached. And he goes down and picks it up and it's really attached. Then your potter out masasika called Tarakuva, but come to you didn't answer there. Mashainkin, if you want to cut off one carrot, you know the carrot's attached, and there's two carrots in front of you, and you machavin to do an Isser Daraisa of cutting off the carrot, and your hand slips, and instead of getting carrot one, you get carrot two. Then your potter out masmashavin. No, not even Isser Daraisa. Why? If you're maskavin for heter, you didn't answer the raisa. And if it's coming for Isser, then you're off the hook. There's not even Isser Daraisa. Vetzim is not so fair because there's the Bezunder Ptur of Melech Machsheves to tell you that it's coming Machshavte. The Chiddush is that it's Leimus coming Machshavte. Melech Machsheves is coming to tell you that there's a Ptur of Leimus coming Machshavte. As opposed to Mesasik, Mesasik is not a Ptur of Leimus coming Machshavte. Mesasik is a Ptur that this is not what you were doing. Bakokama, that this is what you did. Then in Chalami, at the end of the day, you can't say there's a p'tur that in Mesasik, that since you're mechaven for Heter, not for Isser, so Mamela Terapati from a carbon. But the Maisa, you went ahead and you did, you were mechaven for this Maisa itself, and Mamela, you don't have to serve last Machshavis. It was Neskain Machshavte to a certain extent that you picked up the carrot. Mamela, and Echlam is getting Ulas, you did it to the rest. It's a Shergi, maybe. Daimut, the Shergi Kilo. And we're not going to be nail you. It's even a Ptor, a Ptor Mesasik. You don't have a Chiev carbon in the Pasal. But Isser the right, so he was there. Mashinkin Malach Machshavis was learning this guy Machshavta. You read that his kavanas were bad kavanas. But he didn't end up doing what his bad kavanas were. He ended up doing something else. That's why this guy Machshavta. Maybe Alpizeh, we could answer. Al-Darach was said here before him. To answer the question that we had on Tosis. The Tosis says that when it says in the Gemara, on the Fayin Heyamad Aleph, Mesasik who ate on the Tzil Sashomo, that Mesasik can't really mean Mesasik. Why? Because there's no p'tur of Melech Machshavis. Mesasik is p'tur because it's not Melech Machshavis. And by Chabura, there is no heter of something not being Melech Machshavis. So Mamela, when it says Mesasik, it can't really mean Mesasik. It must mean Davrishin Meskavin. And we asked, what do you mean? Very good that there's no p'tur of Melech Machshavis, but you have the p'tur of Mesasik called Tarakula. But if you were saying, the difference between Mesasik and Melech Machshavis is whether or not it's Lein Niskayim HaMachshavte. The p'tur of Melech Machshavis is because it was Lein Niskayim HaMachshavte. That's why you're p'tur. By Mesasik, it's not because Lein Niskayim HaMachshavte. It was Niskayim HaMachshavte. Memela, there's a p'tur of, since you thought that it was Heter, and you didn't think that it was Isser, so Memela Torah mastered it. Memela, when it comes to Tzad Chilazen, Vapoytzei, there, the guy was taking out the dam. He knew he's doing something which is asr l'chera. In a chanam, his kavana wasn't to kill it, but he knew he's doing something which is asr. So you can't say that he has the p'tur of mesatik of kol terek kulam, because he thinks that he is doing isr. He wasn't trying to kill it, but he thinks that he's doing isr. He knows that he's doing something. Al derech said before, he knows that he's doing something which could be isr. It's not the he's not being mesatik in gansen and heter. Alta melech is machsheves. In a chanam, you could say that loin is kai machshavte, like the Gemara meant, like was said before. You weren't trying to kill the animal. Tosfos understood that when the Gemara said mesasik, the Gemara was trying to say you weren't being Isaac in the thing that you were trying to do. You weren't being Isaac in the malacha. I wasn't trying to kill it. I know that might happen, but that's not what I was trying to do. And memela as the p'tur mesasik voluntary kula, you can't say that there's going to be a p'tur. Tosfos knew kipshute, there's not going to be a p'tur mesasik. Because you can't say that he didn't know that he was being mitzatik in heter. He knew he was being mitzatik in heter. But he wasn't trying to do that, b'chal. And memela, the only reason why we put this is because lein niskayim HaMachshavte as melech machshavis. And with that, in Chanami, Tosfos says, there is no p'tur of melech machshavis when it came to kol terekula. That's maybe the source of the Shmaitzo according to Rashi and Tosfos. Now, Aliba de Hochasa, what comes out? It's really the Shaila in Rabbi Akiva. What did Rabbi Akiva Eiger, how did Rabbi Akiva Eiger understand at the end of the day? Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that if we have a Mesasik Kol Terekulo, then there's still an Isser Daraisa. And if you have a Mesasik by Shabbos, where it's Melech Machshavis, the Chsarn of Melech Machshavis, then there is no Isser of Melech Machshavis Bechlal. It's cute as if he didn't do Melech. Is there an Isser Darabanan or not? In a case where a person was Niskavan to do a Mesasik that's Potter because of Melech Machshavis, you're Niskavan to do one Isser, and he ended up doing another Isser. Is there Isser Darabanan or not? Mesasik, or is there no Isser Darabanan? Is it? The truth is, Rabbi Kivega is already Mesiachas says this, and he says, L'chur, how is a child to make Isser Darabanan when he gets Mesasik? If Mesasik is Potter Midaraisa, then why would Chazal make Isser Darabanan when he gets Mesasik? Mesasik is always B'dievet. You never knew that you're doing it. No one goes ahead to be Mesasik. You can't, somebody asked about, what's a classic case of Mesasik that they talk about? That a person walks in, goes to lean against the wall, he's trying to be Mesasik and Heter to hold himself up against the wall, and he doesn't realize there's a switch there, and he turns off the switch. Mesasik. So if a guy is leaning against the wall and going back and forth, kilo to turn off the light, is that Mesasik which is going to be Mutter? No, that's not Mesasik, because he knows what he's doing. You never can have a Mesasik be'etzem of lechatchila. Mesasik is always b'dievet, you didn't realize what you're doing. So it doesn't pass for Chazal to make Gzeir Derabanan on Mesasik because I can never go ahead and do Mesasik Lechatchila if the Chazal could tell me that it's Aser. Mesasik is only what happens post facto. However, it seems from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, from the end of what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, that you're right, that there is no reason Be'etzem to make Gzeir. However, it's no different than every other Heter from Melech Machshavis. What's Pater because Melech Moshev? Melech Sheni Tzich Legufo, Mesat, Kelach Yad, Mekalkel, all these is still Isser Derabanan. So Memela, anything which was Nismayat from Melech Moshev is Be'etzem and Isser Derabanan there. It's not that Chazal have to go ahead and Be'etzem, be Goyzer Isser Derabanan. Anything which is Pater Melech Moshev is Mutter Midaraitza, but also Midarabanan. Memela, the Mashmois, Kim Duman, the Mashmois of Rav Akiva Eiger at the end is that there is Isser Derabanan. And that is how now he himself says Lachara that his whole Yisayid Bechlal is not like the Nesivis, and not everybody goes like he says. The Nesivis says that Mesasik Lachara there is no Isser Bechlal, and Ken Zayin there is no Isser. Once you understand that by Mesasik there is no Isser, then there's no Isser. The Hainu Mesasik of Kol HaTorah Kula there's no Isser, then there's Zichur no reason to make these Zirah Darabanan. Because only when it gets to Shabbos, we could say that the Mesasik is Pater, but since it's only Pater from Melech Moshevet, it blives like any other Melech Moshevet. That Asim Yidur Rabban, some which is not Melech Moshevet, Asim Yidur Rabban. But again, Mesasik Kol HaTorah Kula, if you hold Mesasik Kol HaTorah Kula is Pater, that there's, the Chor, there's no Pater from Issa, there's no Issa Daraisa, not like we Meager, then in Chanami, the Chor, there's not going to be even Issa Darabban. Which would be, where did the Shabbos come up? You want to know if you could ask somebody, you forgot to turn off the light on Shabbos in your refrigerator. And can you ask somebody else to go ahead and open up the refrigerator? Or you see somebody that's about to open a refrigerator and you know the light's on and he thinks the light's off. He's Mesasik. Do you have to go ahead and stop him or not? Is he doing an Avera or not? And the Chatchilo could be Germa Mesasik. Can you scream to somebody, Pikuach Nefesh, turn on the light? You just want to be able to read your book. But you scream, Pikuach Nefesh. So he goes, he thinks it's Pikuach Nefesh, he flips on the light. You have no lift the Avera because he didn't do an Isser. Lif Neiver can't be worse than Isser itself. Kokama that he's a Mesasik, he thinks he's doing something which is heter gomer. He thinks it's a matzav of Pikuach Nefesh. Maybe Limdu L'Shenem Dabar Sheke, you were everyone. But aside from that, L'Chura, you weren't ever in any Lif Neiver, and he wasn't ever in any Isser. So L'Chura, it shouldn't be, if Mesasik is not an Isser B'chol, then L'Chura should be Mutter. But Fadwa, another similar case is to ask a kid to open up a refrigerator. The kid knows that the light's on the refrigerator. But the kid thinks that a kid doesn't chop that when you close the refrigerator, the light goes off. He thinks every time I open the refrigerator, the light's on. So Mamela, he doesn't realize that he's turning it on and off. He thinks it's on the whole time. He doesn't realize that he's doing an Isser. He thinks it's happening. L'chur, this pashas would be telling you whether or not you understand the Mesasik is an Isser at the end of the day or the Mesasik is not an Isser. However, the truth is that Ramosha Tainas, Ramosha brings Rayas in Evin Ezer, Chelek Dalid, Tshuva Simen Tes, Ramosha brings Rayas that even in a case where it seems to Nemo on that Alta Mesasik, it's a Pater and Gansin. The Haimah, somebody that was Mesasik, doesn't have to do Tshuva. It's not Kibbutz if he didn't have Aver. Nevertheless, it brings Raya from the Gemara that you were still Chayv to be Menea somebody from doing it. It's not exactly clear why. He gives two reasons why. I can't say I understood 100% either one of them. He says one reason either because is since had he known, it would be an Aver. So Mamela, now that he doesn't know, you have to stop him from doing that. You stop him from doing Lamaisa right now, it's not a error. Why should you have to stop him? Another reason he says because Takola Saroyim. Anybody else that sees a person doing it thinks that the person is doing an Aver. It's like a Marasayan Kazan. L'chur is Mashma Me'ikun Dino that L'chur you shouldn't have to. It's just Atzigzeiro to something else. But Etzim what Ramesh is saying that it's Heter. If it's Heter, then you don't have to stop him. But at the end of the day, he says that you shouldn't be Menehem. Now, the Aruch HaShabbos says on Kipshutoi that there's the Itza Derabanan. He learns on like the Maskanas from Kiva Eger. It happens to be L'chur that it's not clear 100% from Maskanas from Kiva Eger. If you look at the Einig Yantif has asked the same question. If a person doesn't realize, it's Kamim is Manenu. They have the electric stovetops, and you can't tell if it's on or if it's off. You put something down on Shabbos, and you just thought it was off. And it was really on. You come back 2 hours later, and your challah is boiling. You have a bubbling challah. You just cooked your whole challah on Shabbos. Are you letting it or not? Is there Maisa Shabbos? Is there Maisa Shabbos or not? Is it considered as a Dermit to Shady? Is it a Dermit to Mazid? Is there what does it have? That was the question that the Oini Gantif in Arachayim Simon Chof is dealing with. And he starts off with Rukiv Eger. He says, I saw Rukiv Eger done this. And he says, Rukiv Eger says that it's Mutter and Gantif. That Mesasik is Potter and Gantif. There's not even Issa Derabanan. That's how Oinam Zon. They ask him, what do you mean? Rukiv Eger seems to say at the end of the day that there is Issa Derabanan. Not exactly clear, but the Aruch HaShabbos Nem Zom Kipshuta like the Aruch HaShabbos is Issa Derabanan Chol Pachas. Now even, and if that's the case, it's Issa Derabanan, that means that the person that was Mesasik even has to do Tshuva. A guy leans against the wall and by accident turns off the light. turns on the light, Chari has to do tshuva. There's the Isser Darabanan, Chol Pachas. Now, even according to Rav Moshe, the Nebzon, that there is no Isser B'chlal, or the Nigantar Vadas, Rav Kiv Eger, or the way that the Nesiva seems to be going, that there is no Isser B'chlal, and Ramila, the person that did the Mesasik, doesn't have to do tshuva B'chlal, nevertheless, there still is a Chiv, says Rav Moshe, to be Menei, the person from doing it. That being the case, Zichru shouldn't be Ger, the person. To be girl the person to do it, that you shouldn't do, certainly. To scream, Pikuach Nefesh, and have the guy flip on the light, L'chur, that you shouldn't do. And even to be Meneah, L'chur, the way that it comes out according to Ramesha, you should be Meneah, the person, from being Masasik, that it shouldn't be Oyver on a Malacha, even if he himself doesn't have to do tshuva, nevertheless, you shouldn't be girl. Now, just two things that the Rambam was clearing about. First of all, what's the din of a guy walks into the room and he flips on the light on Shabbos? What's that? What is that case? Is that mezid? Is that oynis? Is that pshia? Is that shergig? Is that mesasik? What is that? He forgot that it was Shabbos, or is just a reflex? He walks whenever he walks in the room, he flips on the light. It's like a reflex. What's that? He forgot that it's Shabbos. What? That's what a lot of people do. They walk in and they know that it's Shabbat. They know he's going to Shul. He starts in Shalom Aleichem. He's singing Shalom Aleichem Malchei Hashoreis, and he walks into the room and he flips on the light. He forgot that it was Shabbat. He wasn't. So those that in Chanami Yishtel too, to the case of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, that he was Kara Vehito. It says, and he wrote down in his Pinkas that Kshivonu Beis Hamikdash. So two people Yishtel too to this. Kshivonu Beis Hamikdash of Ichat Hashmina. Chat Hashmina is only for a shaking. The case was that he was reading and he didn't chap, and he went ahead and he flicked the light. The shayla is, what happened over there? That was the case that it was just reflex, or Yitaka forgot that it's Shabbat. So I saw that they, from Rabbi Yashiv, that they, when Rabbi Yashiv was learning the sugya of Karvahita, so somebody asked him in the shir, in the Tiferes Bachurim, he says, how could it be? Tano, he's not learning and he was Mechal Shabbat, so he can design that he forgot it. So Rabbi Yashiv turns to him and he says, how can it be that a guy is a rangitun in a sugi and he knows what day it is? How can he know what day it is? Zichr, he forgot. Zichr, such a case was he forgot that it was Shabbat. That's a ugly answer. That case he forgot that it was Shabbat. The question is that also when you walk into the room and you flip on the light, is that also that's the same thing? The Chorus, to a certain extent, it is. You weren't paying attention and you didn't realize for this split second that it was Shabbat. The Chorus, Kurd of Adavar, that would be a case of Shaygi. Another case is what's with Baal? You didn't realize that it's Asr. It can't be. You're so flustered by the situation that you push don't even you didn't realize what you're doing. Like an example of what happened is that somebody would put up a challenge and they're having a lot of guests the next day and they noticed it was Banish Mashas so just after and the plug wasn't totally in. It was like in the socket but it wasn't plugged in, so the thing wasn't there. It can't be that next thing they know, the thing is in. It sounds pretty bad. It was clear the next week. It only came up what the halacha is next week when they were eating the chalom from the same chalom pot. The shaila was the asr al tmeis Shabbos, and now the chalom pot is asr, and now everything is. But that's lechor b'halal. What din does b'halal have? B'halal is mesasik. Lechor you can't say that's mesasik. Zichah is not mesasik. Mesasik is generally you're mesasik in heter. You're not being mesasik in. Is it? So the truth is that the Aruch HaShulchan is mesiachas to this in the case of. And he says that Bahala is not Shagig. The Shagig is, what is it? Yeah, it's not Shagig. Sounds like it's even worse than Shagig. Zichr not Mesasik, it's not even Shagig. Meshamash Matar Varmin Itmesi. If a woman says that she was pierced in Ida, and he was Purish, Be'erachai, that he wasn't supposed to be Purish, so, Bet Matachiv Chatas, what then does it have? Does it have then Shagig? It's Aruch HaShulchan, it's in Kuf Pei Hei, your day Kuf Pei Hei. Over there, Shkeinenen. Even would be Mesasik, would be Shkeinenen. He says that it's not considered For those that didn't finish Makalko and Kalachriyat, you should, and we're starting Melechas Tzedah Be'ezras Mizbach.